broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is absolutely Pioneer Day. You say, what's that? I'll get into it. Have no fear. It is July 24th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balance is absolutely brilliant and the great way to avoid a revolution but stand for a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of Friday's broadcast is in order, then we'll launch into the news the networks refuse to use today. Because some of our stories are so critical, they must be kind of a, you know, most people think Friday's outdated news, not with the stories we cover, not with the take on the stories that we have. That's for sure. Examples start now. Republicans want to give the CBO a raise. Yeah, $2 million in a budget increase. Now, you hear them all criticize the CBO saying, that's not accurate on health care. They don't have a clue. This isn't right. That's not right. But now they're literally backing the CBO with a raise. Typical Republican doublespeak. President Trump is expected to name New York financier Anthony Scaramucci as his next communications director. Looks like Sean Spicer's out. Anthony and others are in. Time will tell how that goes. Clinton, that's Hillary, if you will, breaks another campaign promise. She said that she would buy carbon offsets to cover for her private jet rides. Well, she took the private jet rides, destroyed the environment. Where are the environmentalists? Where's Al Gore coming unglued over this? She was supposed to buy carbon offsets, which I think is a joke in the first place, but she never did. She lied. Donald Trump loves bashing the New York Times, but he loves giving them interviews, right? Writes Peter Hassan. That's the bottom line. Donald Trump acts like he hates the media, but he loves them at the same time. It's all political theater, folks. If he really wanted to deal with the new media taking center stage and deal with true conservative media, he wouldn't make some inside banking financier that's a well-known New Yorker, a well-known Council on Foreign Relations member, a well-known attorney that's been in the big business, private sector, New York world forever, as is media guy, Woody. All right. Baseball legend Curt Schilling even doubling down. The Beltway's out of touch, writes WND.com. Rand Paul backs Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions should not have recused himself. Boy, howdy, is that right? Sam Bushman, myself, says, you know what? Fire Jeff ASAP. Get it done. Fire the inside political hack, Jeff Sessions. I guess the Sears Kenmore brand will be sold on Amazon. They know how to stay alive, don't they? That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. TheFreedomCoalition.org. We talked about Senator Rand Paul talking about asset forfeiture. It is absolutely unconstitutional. Boy, howdy, is Rand Paul correct on that score. Maxine Waters says, I'll run for president if millennials want me. Boy, howdy, we pray that ain't the case, huh? U.S. Postal Service literally breaks election laws to support Hillary. The media is silent on the issue. Now, here's the bottom line. How come we're not going to create accountability for the post office employees? They literally broke election laws. Now, is that election fraud? Huh? But see, there's no connect. Donald's launching his investigation. Now this story comes out. Is there a connect? Are we going to literally start hauling post office criminals to the clink because they committed election fraud? I pray we have accountability somewhere. The big three networks, ladies and gentlemen, literally ignored a report on Wednesday uncovering violations of federal law committed by the post office and post office employees. They literally violated federal law. So while they double down and abuse innocents in prison, to learn more how to help stop that, thefreedomcoalition.com, they let post office employees literally commit election fraud. And then Donald looks into it, and there's no connect between the two, and there's no accountability anywhere. The investigation found that literally 97 letter carriers took time off, sometimes weeks off, to participate in the union's AFL-CIO 2016 Labor Get Out the Vote program. Canvassing, making phone calls, and doing their very best to elect Hillary Clinton and other pro-labor candidates. You don't believe me? Even the Washington Post is reporting it, folks. Come on. Where's the accountability? All right. Tim Tebow doing a great job. He's doing fantastic in baseball. He says the reason he's doing so well is he's comfortable, writes USA Today. Man, so maybe he's not abused for his Christian beliefs, and he actually... the teammates are fair and kind to him, and so he gets along and he's settled down into a comfortable rhythm. Good for Tebow. That's fantastic news. Food stamp use falls to lowest level in San Francisco. No, I'm sorry, in 7 years. Food stamps fall to the lowest level in 7 years. That's great news. In fact, we ought to shut it off even more. We ought to have public service campaigns from our president, Donald Trump, talking about churches and private sector solutions based upon charitable acts of kindness. Yeah. All right, I guess there's some government schools that are now turning to corporal punishment. Yeah, it's kind of an opt-in plan. They say, hey, do you want the government schools to be able to spank your kids? It's kind of an interesting twist, isn't it? What do you think of that? I think the liberals are going to go ballistic over that. Wow. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. News the networks refuse to use starts now. It is indeed Pioneer Day. You say, what's that? I'm going to welcome Kurt Crosby to the broadcast, and maybe he can give folks a thumbnail sketch, huh? Hi, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You want to give everybody a thumbnail of what is Pioneer Day?
A little breakdown. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, back in basically 1847, the Mormons that left Missouri in the middle part of America and tried to find freedom moved basically into a little place called Utah. Back then it wasn't even named, it was just, you know, west of the United States, and that's when they came to this area, and that's why they call it the Pioneer Day. Those people were called pioneers, and they moved here, and, you know, they're celebrating that movement. Right, Sam?
Yes, sir. It's basically celebrated in the state of Utah. It's an official holiday for the state of Utah. It's celebrated on July 24th in the United States of America by Utah, with some celebrations in regions of other states surrounding Utah, and it celebrates the Mormon pioneers coming to the beautiful Olympic state of Utah. So it's a holiday for us. It's not a national holiday, but it is, or a federal holiday, but it is an official Utah holiday. Most official business in Utah closed for the holiday, and it's a real celebration day, and it's important to discuss that today, right? Anything you want to say about Pioneer Day, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least for me, you know, it's a celebration of freedom. These people were basically being, well, they'd been given what's called an extermination order, or they were, you could shoot them on sight in the state of Missouri.
By the way, that included women and children, Kurt.
Yeah, they kind of left that area and moved to a, what they called a safer place, or they felt that God led them. And, You know, I mean, freedom is important, whether you're whatever member of whatever religion you are, and those people wanted to be safe in their persons. And later they were admitted to the Union, you know.
All right, we'll talk about that because there's a couple pieces in that narrative that we got to cover that I think worthy of exploration. So literally an extermination order was given by Governor Boggs, Missouri, Kurt?
Yep.
That's right. Illinois kicked him out, too. We'll talk about it all. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on Pioneer Day. For you and other states, learn about it. It's a celebration, and I'll tell you why it's a real celebration on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're talking about this special holiday in Utah called Pioneer Day. It celebrates the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons, and their trek west. It's a well-known pioneering effort, a well-known resettlement campaign, whatever you want to call it. A well-known pioneering reality by Brigham Young at the time, the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They went west because, the Heart of America states kicked out the Mormons? Literally, Governor Boggs at the time in the 1800s declaring an extermination order, shoot all Mormons on sight, including women and children. Illinois also kicked out the Mormons, even though they had basically taken swampland. Absolutely infested swampland with mosquitoes and disease and everything else, and drained the swamp and turned it into a city called Nauvoo, a beautiful city on the bend of the Mississippi River, and they still kicked them out. They were afraid of them politically and everything else. And the Mormons started their trek west, and they eventually ended up in Utah on July 24th, thus Pioneer Day. Well, anyway, the reason I bring all this up is because it's important to understand a couple of points about the Mormons. So when your government runs around and tells you that I'm anti-government, they're lying, and I'm going to prove it. The history of the Mormons is very instructive when it comes to the proper role of living in government and the Mormons' belief in honoring and upholding and sustaining the law. And there's a lot of wrongs done by government. I agree with that, and we got to minimize those by good Americans standing together for the rule of law and morality and integrity and transparency and using the checks and balances for safety from out-of-control rogue agents in government. There's no doubt about all that. However, I bring this Pioneer Day up because it's true that there was an extermination order given, And Mormons were, you know, being shot on sight. They stole their property. They kicked them out. They forced them to run with bleeding feet, eventually to the state of Utah for safety. But there's a tidbit that you ought to know along the way that's really, 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 really instructive. And that is this. While the Mormons were marching west, you literally had ragged men, barefoot, bloody, worked to the bone every day in the ice and the snow and the rugged terrain in Nebraska and elsewhere as they crossed the plains, if you will. You had women and children that were hungry, in rags, starving, destitute, all that. But literally while the Mormons were fleeing the United States for physical safety, the United States government literally sent the army after them. I kid you not. And when the army caught up with them, the army said, hey, we want you to help us fight the Mexican War. We want to see if you can raise a bunch of men to fight this war. And many of the saints were absolutely, what's the word, beside themselves, going, are you kidding me? You literally threatened to murder our women and children, force us out in the street, steal our land, and now we're crossing the plains to get away from you thugs with bare feet, and we're destitute and hungry, and we can barely keep, you know, heart and soul together here. And now you want us to come help you fight a Mexican war? Are you kidding me? I mean, you're not serious, are you? Not only that, years before you murdered our prophet in cold blood, well, you at least allowed it to happen, created no accountability. Yeah, all that happened. Well, this is a historical reality, folks, not just a tale of Sam Bushman. This is true. Go study it in history. But while many of the saints were beside themselves, the Mormons saying, are you kidding me? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon prophet Brigham Young, prayed to God and got guidance on the matter. And the guidance came back and said, you know what? Let's fulfill this call. Let's fulfill this request. Let's go ahead and support the United States government. And let's serve in the Mexican War. And believe it or not, they mustered a bunch of men. They answered the call. And it solved a bunch of things for a bunch of people. Number one, the United States were able to rally the Mormons in support of the Mexican War, in support of the United States side, if you will. The Mormons got paid for serving in the army, which literally blessed them. Several of them got the opportunity to march to California on the government dime, if you will, for service rendered. They were able to send a bunch of money and supplies and things back to their families to help them cross the plains to Utah. Eventually, many of the Mormon pioneer men who did serve in this contingent, if you will, was able to cross the plains, go to California, fulfill their duties, and then return to Utah and meet their families there. Many exclaimed how this was just over the top in terms of service and unnecessary. But you know what? Families gave their all, not only to the cause of going west and building communities in the Rocky Mountains, one of the greatest settlements, almost a modern day Moses, if you will, ever known. Right? And I bring all this up to say that Mormons did not turn their back on their government. They were forced to leave. So they did, because otherwise the women and children would be shot and raped and pillaged and plundered, and the men would be fighting for their lives, etc. So they left the United States under duress, under force. But when given the opportunity to serve their country, they literally stood strong. They literally answered the call. They did not turn their back on government. In fact, they doubled down, tripled down, whatever you want to call it, in support of the proper role of limited government. It turns out the Mormons did not need to fight in the Mexican War. They marched to California. They helped stake out our claim to that land. They helped the United States government get settled and organized in that region. And most of them went back to Utah. Because Brigham Young, the prophet of God, the modern day Moses, if you will, literally came to Utah. And through that prophet, it was revealed that this is the place. Now, in Utah, celebrating the Pioneer Day and celebrating the pioneer efforts is a This Is the Place monument if you want to come research it and learn about it. But I bring that up to say the prophet said the Mormons' place was in the Rocky Mountains. And many saints felt like, wow, this inhospitable country, why don't we push on to California? There was a big discussion about, why don't you chase after gold? There's gold and women and whiskey in them hills. Come on to California. And the saints were taught by their prophet, don't chase after gold. Don't chase after women. Stand together strong as families in the place that God said, this is the place, through the prophet Brigham Young. And there were a few exceptions, but most Mormons stayed in the Rocky Mountains. And they literally worked hard and prayed hard. And they married and were given a marriage. And they built a community. In fact, many communities in the Rocky Mountains. And they were told at the time that it would blossom like a rose. And boy, howdy, isn't it true? When you come to Utah, it's a beautiful place. The Mormons took a place that Jim Bridger and others said would not be inhabitable and turned it into one of the most beautiful communities in the world. Beautiful backdrop of the Rocky Mountains. Great place to live with families and good, honest people everywhere. It's not a perfect place. It's not all Mormons. But it's people who seek to live the laws of God. People who seek to have families. People who seek for the proper role of limited government. Yeah. It's a bastion of freedom in the Rocky Mountains, folks. It really is. Anyway, that's the history. And the Mormons did answer the call to serve their God and serve their country. They really did. And it was something to behold. Something, and so the pattern is set. We don't turn our back on government. There's plenty of government abuses. And many today, modern day patriots are saying, well, we've tried everything we can try. It's time to pick up the gun. It's time for a revolution. It's time to go violent. And I say to you, no, 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 it is not. You don't understand how evil and destructive and subversive war truly is. That's Satan's plan, to just create war and destruction. The answer is for good, honest Americans to use the system that our founding fathers gave us. And the answer is to make sure that a historical snafu like what took place under Governor Boggs never happens in the United States again. But even though America's got its problems, by the way, the Mormons can point to one of the greatest black marks on history ever. So can the Indians. So can the blacks. So can a lot of groups. But you can either nitpick about the past, or you can stand up in the future for what matters and what's right and say, we don't want that to happen again. But even though America's got problems, even though America's made mistakes, it is the greatest country on the face of the earth that has brought more freedom to more people, including the Mormons, the blacks, the Indians, than anybody. So when these people talk about Sam Bushman being a white supremacist, and I have no idea about the abuses the blacks took in their history and their ancestral circumstances, the Mormons got one just as egregious and abusive. Yes, they do. And I'm one of them. However, I'm not preaching doom and gloom and hatred for my country. I'm preaching that we need to stand together in solidarity for liberty. This is Utah's Pioneer Day broadcast, live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. In a study conducted by the American Jewish Committee, more than 20 schools in Berlin said that there was a growing level of anti-Semitism among some students, including Turkish ones. Additionally, the study found increasing support for radical Islam. Muslim children are getting two kinds of education, one in government schools and the other in their mosques. Students are being encouraged to, quote, be aggressive toward classmates who were girls, homosexuals, or Muslims who had turned secular. Children are being taught in the mosque to be morality police. The Freedom Caucus in the House will file a discharge petition to bring an Obamacare clean repeal bill to the floor. 218 signatures from GOP members would be needed. Chairman Mark Meadows explained, quote, "I think the real frustration is that the American people do not understand why we didn't put something on President Trump's desk in January, and here it is July 20th. He says at this time, we still haven't done anything. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. If you want a win-win opportunity for patriots, we present a solution. GiveMeLibertyFund.com.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Utah, you skip stones.
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about this incredible day celebrated in Utah. It's a state holiday and surrounding areas celebrated as well with fireworks and more. We're talking about Pioneer Day. It's an official holiday in the Olympic state of Utah. Some celebrations in regions around about celebrating the Mormons' exodus from the United States for the territory of Utah. They called it Deseret at the time. Anyway, incredible history, but the Mormons were asked right after the extermination order was given by Governor Boggs in the 1840s, shoot women and children on sight. They were forced to leave the United States. The army chased them and said, hey, we want you to serve in the Mexican War. And even though some said, are you crazy? The prophet of God, Brigham Young at the time, said, we will serve. And they did. It's called the Mormon Battalion. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go study history, it was a peaceful march all the way to San Diego. There's an incredible opportunity to learn about that if you go to San Diego. They have a Mormon Battalion History Center there that you can learn about it. It's incredible. But the Mormon Battalion March was in 1846 and 1847. And it was a peaceful march. It helped the pioneers go west. It blessed the United States government. And it showed once and for all that the Mormons, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, are not anti-government and do not want war. Now, some would say the Mormons are just a bunch of wimps. But I would say there's great guidance from a prophet of God. Now, you can say, Sam, I don't believe like you do, and that's fine. But the pattern has been set for the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who know their religion. It isn't time to ratchet up war talk. It is time to realize that there's many wrongs done by government. Power corrupts, absolutely, that's true. And wicked people do wicked things. But let's be clear, the Mormons believe, and I'm gonna lay this out because I want people to understand, the members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe that the whole reason the United States was founded or created, the whole reason that God set his hand to create a land of liberty, and that God's hand was on and with the revolutionaries at the time, the founding fathers, was to set up a free country where the gospel of Jesus Christ could be restored to the earth. It's called the Great Restoration. Now, there's three ways that religion really has its origins, if you will. You know, when Jesus Christ was on the earth, he had his original church, right? And some say the Catholics took that over, and it's, well, been continuing ever since. The Protestant religions say, yeah, but they went astray, so we protested and left. So you got the original folks, the Protestant folks. But the third way of understanding would be the restoration. See, biblically speaking, the Mormons claim that there was a great apostasy after Jesus Christ was killed, or he died on the cross and was resurrected, that they literally, wickedness killed the apostles and destroyed the church from the earth. And there was a dark period called the apostasy, biblically speaking, and now in fulfillment of prophecy, God has restored the gospel back to the earth with its priesthood authority or authority to act in the name of God and more. And that revelation is on the earth today through modern prophets and apostles. They set up the current modern day or Latter-day Saint church after the pattern of the former day saints organized under Jesus Christ. The patterns are the same. Why? Because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is headed by none other than Jesus Christ himself. That's a very bold claim, but it is the claim of the Mormons. Anyway, I thought, who better to explain Mormon history than an active member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints myself? Now, I don't claim to speak for the church in any way, but I do my best to study history and to put it in fair terms and everything. Pioneer Days to celebrate the Mormon Battalion and their march west, to celebrate when Brigham Young arrived in the territory outside of the United States jurisdiction and said, this is the place, calling it Deseret at the time, eventually becoming a state, the state of Utah, and now a very beautiful, well-known state that's hosted the Olympics and etc. Now, some would say, well, that's when the church was bold and noble and independent, and now they've caved to the whims of government. I don't think so. There is a direct effort to get along with the United States government because we still believe that it's an inspired government of God, even with its problems. And I stand on that. I'll die on that hill. That the United States, far from perfect, is the best government on the face of the earth and will be the government that will have its flag flying in the breeze when the Savior Jesus Christ returns to the earth. And the celebration of Pioneer Day is to celebrate peace over war, is to celebrate good, honest people who stand for their religion, who stand for God, family, and country, and who will go to any lengths to protect life, liberty, and property. You want me to tell you the greatest defense of property stand that I've ever seen? So the Mormons get to Utah. They finally get out of the clutches of the abusive, hostile federal government. They help fight the Mexican War, showing that they're not anti-government. And then they return and they're living their lives in the state of Utah. They're taming an incredibly harsh wilderness. And they're literally reaching out and building communities. They're peacefully living together. They're obeying their religion. They're setting up the principles, and they have great respect for the Constitution for the United States of America. And they eventually work towards and eventually become a state, right? Well, in the meantime, some are saying they should never become a state. But the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have revelations and guidance and say, become part of the United States. It is the greatest country on the face of the earth, regardless of its former abuses and problems. So when the slavery movement tells you that Sam Bushman has no clue what it's like to be a minority, I know what it's like to have my ancestors literally murdered on sight, raped and pillaged and plundered and eventually kicked out of the United States of America, forced to flee for their very lives under the direction of Governor Boggs of Missouri, basically the heartland governor. We went to the United States, meaning the Mormons went to the United States leadership, the federal government, to try to get some redress of grievance and was told, your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you. So we literally went to the highest offices of the land as well. So when you black people say that I'm a white supremacist and I have no idea of which I speak, you're dead wrong. I do know. Not only do I have the historical reality of Mormons being just as abused, if not more so than the blacks in many cases. I mean, the blacks have never had an extermination order against them, have they? Don't think so. I have modern day reality. As a blind person, I'm a minority for sure. And I've experienced unkind behavior towards a blind person. I mean, they'll look at my wife and say, does he want a drink? My wife sits there and smiles and I say, yes, he does. And then they kind of get embarrassed, and then we kind of talk, and they learn about who I am. And I don't hold hostility towards people for that. I just get that people are fairly ignorant of things they've never experienced or that they don't understand. Nevertheless, I've got two elements in my life that get me on the side of the minority, on the side of the misunderstood, the downtrodden, the whatever you want to call it. But I'm not angry or hate-filled about it. I simply say the United States is the greatest country on the face of the earth despite its problems, and I'm here to make it better. I'm here to improve things. I'm here to provide incredible leadership towards the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And they run around and tell you that I'm a white supremacist. They tell you that I'm anti-government, and they lie. I mean, it's crazy. But nevertheless, as we celebrate Pioneer Day, I thought that recap of history would be in order. So we celebrate Pioneer Day as an official holiday of the state of Utah. We celebrate the Mormon Battalion March that happened in the 1800s. We celebrate Americans leaving, not because we celebrate the force in which they were under, the abuse, the hostility, the hatred, but we celebrate their conquering of that with kindness. I'm going to say that again. We don't celebrate that Governor Boggs issued an extermination order to kill Mormons, women, and children on sight. But we celebrate the peaceful way that the Mormons, for the most part, dealt with it. Now, there were a few Mormons who created hostilities back, and that was not supported by the leaders of the church. But it gets even worse, because when the Mormons came to Utah, after they fought the Mexican War, they never actually fought. They just enlisted. They just were never called upon to fight, that's all. Nevertheless, after all that happened, and we showed that we are willing to obey the proper role of government, the United States decided that they were not happy with the rogue group in the territory of Deseret. And they wanted to go see what was going on up there in them mountains by them crazy Mormon pioneers led by Brigham Young. Right? The great colonizer, Brigham Young. Go study it. It's historical. We know a lot about colonizing. We know a lot about running from government. We know a lot about a lot of things. However, the Mormons were building temples to their God. You know, like the temples of Solomon and such. The Mormons believe in temples. You see them dot the land as we speak. Well, anyway, they were building temples, and the army was sent out to come tame the rebels in Utah. But the Utahns didn't want to fight anymore. They didn't want to go to war anymore. So there was a unique reaction to the army coming to take out the Mormons, to exterminate them for the last time. As you can tell, the government didn't get it done. But the Mormons didn't resort to violence either. I'll tell you about it in seconds. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, it is Pioneer Day, a well-known holiday in the state of Utah. It's not national, but it's a Utah state holiday. It is July 24th. We celebrate it with fireworks, celebrating the great colonizer Brigham Young leading the Mormons west after extermination order was given by Governor Boggs in Missouri. By the way, in the 1980s or so, they apologized, and they literally canceled the extermination order. It took them well over 100 years to cancel the extermination order. Glad nobody was carrying that out over the last 100-plus years, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the Mormons doubling down in support of the proper role of limited government because of their belief that the United States is the country that was created so that the gospel of Jesus Christ could be restored to the earth. Anyway, the Mormon battalion demonstrates that we are not anti-government. We will support the proper role of government. And the United States, even though the Mormons were running from the extermination order and from the leader of the United States at the time, who said, "Your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you." While all that was going on, the Mormons were leaving under duress, but they literally supported their government, the Mormon battalion. Well, anyway, they eventually became a state, as you know. But while the Mormons were building their temples to their God and living peacefully together, the United States said, "We got to go out and get those Mormons." It was kind of like how they chased the Indians around. They said, "Hey, we can't have these Indians. Let's put them on reservations. We can't have these Mormons running around like that out there, building a beautiful community unto themselves. Can't have that." So they sent the army to deal with the Mormons. The Mormons, of course, got wind that the army was there. And the prophet, Brigham Young, the great colonizer, modern Moses, if you will, literally said to the saints or to the Mormons, "Do not fight the army when they come." What did they do? They literally buried the foundations of their temples so that it would look just like a field. They literally had Mormons stationed at every farm by the haystacks with a torch ready to burn down their properties and start over. The Mormons were used to starting over, folks. It all started with Joseph Smith Jr., the Mormon prophet. He was literally ridiculed and kicked out of every town he was in till they murdered him in Missouri. No joke. I know it sounds crazy, but it's all true. And so the Mormons were used to starting over. And so they determined this time they were not going to fight the government. Even though the government was coming after them, they were in defense mode. The government of the United States had the army in offensive mode. And the prophet literally met with the army and said, "Listen, we do not want to fight you. We are peaceful in these Rocky Mountains. We do not hate the United States government. We served in the Mormon battalion in the War of 18, I mean, in the Mexican War. We've done our best, but you guys have chased us to this place, and now we're here and we're peaceful." And the army looked around and they said, "What the heck's going on? It's a ghost town." And the prophet literally, let them know, "Look, we're not here to fight, but you know what? We've started over plenty of times. Rather than let you steal our property, rather than letting you people rape our women, murder our women and children, we will literally burn everything we've built to the ground so you have nothing to conquer, nothing to take, nothing." And the Mormons waited with bated breath to see what the army would do. And luckily, there was a good, honest soul in the army or two. And they said, "You know what? There's nothing here. We were told there was a rebellion in them hills. There's not at all. Not even close to a rebellion." And the army eventually left with praise for the Mormon leaders, with praise for the beautiful cities they built in the Rocky Mountains. And so again, the Mormons had many opportunities to fight, many opportunities to declare war. And even the last time when they were peacefully on their own, and the government literally went after them to tame the rebellion, they still had a peaceful response. And we are encouraged today to stand by, to befriend that law, which is the Constitution for the United States of America. The pattern by the Mormons is peace, even in the face of the pattern by government as violence. and we celebrate Pioneer Day, I want you to become pioneer patriots, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to celebrate the peaceful nature of our people. Our people celebrate God, family, and country, and protect life, liberty, and property. That's who we are and what we do. And many people say we don't have the gut for the fight. We do, if it's forced upon us. But we would almost do anything not to fight, because we know how evil and satanic war really is. Rarely is it valuable. Rarely is it successful. We fight if we must. But we look for literally every opportunity first. So when they tell you that I'm a white supremacist, I don't even know what color anybody is, folks. I really don't, unless I'm told, and then I have to believe what I'm told. I believe that we're all God's children. And when they tell you that I'm a white supremacist, they're lying to you. I do believe that white people and black people and all peoples under the heavens should be able to celebrate their heritage. I certainly believe that. Why would I not? And I certainly believe we ought to right the wrongs in the past to the Mormons, to the blacks, to everybody who's been wrong, to the Indians. And the way we do that is we apply the pure application of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. The way we do that is we realize that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator. Now you say, well, Sam, men aren't equal. Some people are smarter than others. Some people are faster and better looking than others. I get it. We're talking about their rights before God and government. All mankind, meaning men and women, are equal before God. I think we ought to promote the traditional family ordained of God. I think we ought to stand on the principles that made America great, the great moral principles of God, a unique nation that believed that God was at the helm of their liberties, not government. Government was ordained or orchestrated among man to protect those God-given unalienable rights. We stand for those things, folks. So if they tell you that I'm a white supremacist, they lie. If they tell you that I have no clue of the suffrage that the blacks experienced, they lie again. My ancestors are Mormons. I've got a unique ancestry. Part of my ancestors are Mormons, my adopted family, and my birth mother was a Southerner. Believe it or not, so I know a little bit about the abuse that took place in the South. I get all of it. I understand it. I have no hatred or animosity about it. But I know this. Not only do we live in the greatest country in the history of the world, but we live in one of the freest countries. And we live in one of the best times to fight for freedom. I can literally sit in a tiny studio that I built with my own hands, spent my own dollars to create, and I can literally talk to the whole world. And I can teach these sacred principles of life, liberty, and property, of the protection of God, family, and country. And I can preach the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the supreme law of the freest country in the world, the Constitution for the United States of America. I can teach the principles of God, family, and country, teach the proper role of government from the beautiful Rocky Mountains to be set up as a beacon on a hill. And I do so by promoting the traditional God-ordained family led by one man and one woman legally and lawfully married together, using their procreative powers to bring children into that marriage just as God has ordained. And I will not back away from any of those statements. I will not back away from the Proclamation on the Family, a great document to illustrate what we believe on the family. And I stand culturally, morally, and completely invested in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I believe to be the true religion on the face of the earth. Now, I'm not against any other religions. I say whatever religion you have, bring all the good and all the truth that you have, and let's see if we can add to it. And if we agree, fantastic. If we disagree, let's politely focus on what we agree on together, and let's be agreeable in our disagreement, shall we? We can still be civil. We can still be kind. We can still work with anybody who's willing to stand for the principles that we stand for. If we disagree on other principles, let's work on the ones we agree with together. Let's make America great again by making America moral again. This is Pioneer Day, a great day, in my humble opinion, of celebration. Celebration of the history that I just articulated. I may not be a great orator, but I can at least explain some of the history so folks get it. If they tell you that I'm a white supremacist, they're a liar. If they tell you that I'm anti-government, they are absolutely lying to you. Do I want to stamp out rogue elements in government? You bet I do. Do I seek for power? No, I do not. Do I seek to pull it down? Yes, I do. Do I seek to use the checks and balances to make America great? Without question. Do I support the supreme law of the land? Absolutely. Do I believe in moral principles? Without a doubt. Do I believe in sustaining and honoring the law? Yes, I do. Do I believe in a fully informed jury so that when the law is out of line, we can hold that in check as well? Absolutely. That's one of the checks and balances. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm as peaceful as they get. And I've got a 50-year history in my own life to prove it. I'm not known as a violent man. I may be known as a very opinionated, outspoken man. I get that. But I'm not a violent man by any stretch of the imagination. So when they tell you that I possibly might be violent, that I might be a lone wolf, they've lost their minds. And they're not telling the truth. I stand by the teachings of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself, and I bear witness that he lives. And Pioneer Day in the state of Utah is a celebration of all those things, folks. Hey, Kurt, you want to add to this?
You know, I was just listening and thinking, I don't remember or think of anything additional to add. I know there's a lot of different parts to it, and I appreciate your explanation and, you know, your additional information about the South and your blindness, etc. Those are pretty good parts of the picture, I think.
Well, Kurt, by the way, I did this whole hour without a single note. Okay, I'm just talking. I study history. I study my life. I study the gospel of Jesus Christ. I study the proper role of limited government documents. I study the history of the South. I study the reality and the suffrage and abuse that the Mormons experienced. But I also take real note of how they responded to the abuses that they endured. And they endured well. And they endured by following the Prince of Peace. And that's the pattern set for all of us, Mormon or non-Mormon alike. For the peaceful followers of God, that is the example. And we have, thank heavens, the checks and balances that we can participate in to preserve liberty. Thank heavens for those blessings. All right, folks, we are live for Pioneer Day. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt have a whole lot of news the networks have used to use. Breakdown, second hour, a ton of news stories to cover. We'll do it all. So hang tight. You want to listen live? LibertyNewsRadio.com. On demand, LibertyRoundtable.com. On your Echo device from Amazon, on your Roku player device. We're everywhere, baby. We declare, we along with the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. This nation shall endure.